On Press Pass today, we're joined by Buffalo Rising contributor Ashley Carter. Her recent focus has been on food and drink in the city of Buffalo. One upcoming series called Buffalo Provisions takes us to city restaurants. But for this morning's conversation, Ashley Carter focuses on the drink.
We produced a series called Bitters. It started out me and the video producer for Buffalo Rising. We were talking about the cocktail scene in Buffalo and how it's emerged, I think, in the past 5 years. We were like, why don't we pick one drink that they want to pick, they want to feature? And we decided to do a whole series about that. So, yeah.
So you went to four bars and you had one drink at each bar.
Yes. And okay. We talked about that drink and we talked about kind of how they came up with it and why they chose it. So the first one we did was Buffalo Proper.
Franklin and West Tupper?
Yep. He chose this drink called the Smoke Break. He lights a cinnamon stick on fire while he's mixing the drink. And he's like, it may seem gimmicky, but it's not. And okay. We were like, okay, it's not gimmicky. Okay.
So what were the other places you went to?
So Buffalo Proper, then we went to Angelica Tea Room, Dapper Goose, Billy Club.
Okay. Let's have some fun here. Each place, what did you have at each place? Can you recall?
At Billy Club, which is on Allen, we had a drink called the Buck Wild. And that one they chose because it has a loganberry liqueur in it. So it's kind of like a Moscow Mule. And then they add, instead of vodka, they do whiskey. And they add this loganberry liqueur as kind of an ode to Buffalo. So that was their most popular. So that's why they chose to feature it. And then in Angelica Tea Room, that was a little unique. They all summer have been doing the Angelica Tiki Room, as they call it. They had this thing called the Scorpion Bowl, which is this rum bowl that it is made to be shared. Do not order one by yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you could, but it's a lot. And that was great. He lit it on fire at one point, three different kinds of rum, orange and lemon. Very refreshing, very summery.
Okay.
So that was good.
What about price?
At Buffalo Proper, we didn't see any prices.
Which says a lot, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Which means we're not showing you. And you need to just order it.
Yeah.
I think other places it was around like $10.
It's been a while since I've been out walking the late night streets of Buffalo. But what does it say from your perspective about the city of Buffalo, where we're at right now, that there are places that are charging that amount for a drink, and apparently they're doing just fine business-wise?
Yeah, it is interesting because I think when you go to any of these places, you are going for a certain experience. Yeah, for Buffalo is a lot, and especially because I think we still have so many establishments that are dive bars. People love dive bars around here, and a lot of blue collar, that kind of lingering blue collar community that is so huge in Buffalo. But also, I think for people, you know, millennials especially, a lot of my generation, we go for that kind of experience. And I think we're willing to pay a little bit more for something that's unique.
The name of the series again is?
Bitters.
Bitters. You can find it on Buffalo Rising. And with us from Buffalo Rising this morning, Ashley Carter. Ashley, I can't think of anything I more enjoy talking about in the morning than this.
I know.
Thank you very much.
A stiff drink in the morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.